This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and I'm joined today by Fernanda Costa. She is a Brazilian living in London, working for a company called LuWatt. LuWatt is a social enterprise for-profit company that has a revolutionary new toilet system that Fernanda explains within this podcast. The toilet system has good application for the poorer communities of the world where they don't have standard sanitary provisions. So what you get here is a really interesting insight from a social enterprise, but also an insight into the less fortunate aspects of the Philippines. And, you know, it's a reminder that the Philippines is a burgeoning economy, but yet there's still tens of millions of people that are getting, as yet, left behind. But hopefully that tide is now turning. So a really good episode here, and I hope you enjoy it. If you want any information about Fernanda, about LuWatt, or anything we mention in this episode, go to our show notes, and you can get those at outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode50. Enjoy. Okay, so welcome back. We've got Fernanda with us again. Hi, Fernanda.
Hello, Derek.
And Fernanda is in the Philippines at the moment, and we spoke to her on a previous episode, but she's with her company, which is LuWatt, which I'll allow Fernanda to explain in greater depth. But the Philippines, as no doubt my audience would now know, has huge wealth disparity, and there's nearly 110 million people here. There's probably 20 million people living pretty well, and then there's about another 80 million which are you know, living pretty much hand to mouth. Well, that's not quite true, but I think there's about 20 million which are certainly you know, existing on less than $5 a day kind of thing. So it's a country that is developing, and Fernanda is involved in technology which could possibly help that. So it's quite exciting to explore that side of social enterprise as well. So, do you want to give us an intro into LuWatt?
So LuWatt, what we do is that we developed a waterless toilet technology that packages human waste in biodegradable polymer plastic for the conversion into energy and fertilizer. So what we do is to help transform waste into a commodity. So you can make money out of poo by turning into energy, making into fertilizer, which is a product that you can sell. And there's currently 2.5 billion people around the world that have no access to sanitation, and that accounts for 40% of the world's population. So the demand is enormous. Mm-hmm. We see this demand, hugely in the developing world countries. So a lot of part of Asia, Africa, you know, Latin America, and so on.
And what are the effects when people don't have the sanitation? Do you get all of those associated diseases?
Absolutely. I mean, when they talk about waterborne diseases, they are really talking about shit-borne diseases. So as soon as human waste gets in touch into clean water, you have contamination, and you have
and that's commonly
diseases.
The issue, because the fecal waste gets into the water supply. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, this is like diarrhea is one of like the highest reason for like child mortality in the world. It's it's very severe, very serious, and in quite a few developing countries, you now have households with two mobile phones per household, but no toilets, because, you know, it's a matter of putting an antenna and having a phone, and sanitation is a much harder piece of infrastructure. So what we are finding is that in many parts of the world, conventional sanitation, which is like flush toilets, will never get to them. So you need to think outside the box and think about other ways that you can provide sanitation. So we provide what is called container-based sanitation. So the waste is contained underneath a cartridge, and that cartridge is taken away from the household, from the person, into to be treated elsewhere. And we currently use this. We have the system deployed in Madagascar, where we started working since 2012 with help of a grant from the Gates Foundation. And we have successfully been operating there since 2012, and 100 households. And what we find is that, sorry, I lost my train of thought. You can cut that.
That's good. And and so you've been out to, I mean, you're not even going to provincial, you're actually just going to parts of the main island of the Philippines, which isn't too far from Manila. But what are you seeing there, and what sort of conditions are there for the less affluent of the Philippines?
Yeah, so we're currently doing a feasibility study over here, and what we see is a variation really in conditions. So from houses that are like a, I don't know, very, very small, with like six people living in it, in one big room, for everything, for like mattresses that are folded into the wall, and then at night they fold back and make into beds. Mm-hmm. And then a kitchen is the same area as the living space, as the bathroom. Everything is kind of together. So the bathroom sometimes consists of using buckets, night buckets, and using latrines. And in some places, the latrine is shared with other people. And in most cases, they have overflown, like they are full, and they haven't been emptied in years. And therefore, they're no longer safe to use.
So that's just escaping into the water table as well.
Absolutely. And then it rains a lot here in the Philippines. Mm. It's like the weather, especially this time of the year, we are now in July. It rains pretty much every day. So what happens is that these toilets overflow. So we have seen this. And then the ones most affected are the children, mm-hmm. for sure, because they are most exposed to for these diseases.
And so I didn't realize, and it's these things that you obviously take for granted in affluent societies, but so these communities, they share one communal latrine.
Yes,
often, is that right?
Yes, they do. They do. And another thing that we don't quite realize is that in some countries, it's dangerous to go to the toilet at night if you're a woman, if you're a child. There are lots of situations and circumstances in pit latrines that children fall into all the waste, and women get raped. And so there are a lot of issues around sanitation that are way beyond just the toilet, but it's general safety and it's general well-being. So it's very important to be able to have that. So, it's a basic human need, and, so many people lack it.
Incredible. Fantastic. Yeah. And how do you find the environment here? Are they receptive to social enterprise, and have you found it?
I mean, there is a lot of opportunity to do work around the world and here in the Philippines. There are companies that are interested in working with social enterprises. There's grant money available for companies that have ideas. It's just worth doing a little bit of research, and there's definitely opportunities for sure.
Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that episode and got some good insight there into the social enterprise, into Luwot, and the less fortunate aspects of the Philippines. If you want any more information on this episode about Fernanda or Luwot, please go to our show notes, and you can find those at outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode50. And if you want to contact us for any reason, ask us any questions, please do so. We will reply personally and directly to you. You can do that email us at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.